Well, women artists are, even to this day, such a small segment of artists that are exhibited in museums, in galleries, and if you look at like the top 100 best-selling artists, I mean, there might be like 3 on the entire list that are women, never mind lesbians. So we realized that lesbian artists were invisible to a good part of humanity, and we wanted to bring out their talents and their personalities and, you know, their abilities. And so we had people like Elizabeth Streb. She's a genius. You know, we did an extensive piece on Elizabeth Streb. Nancy Fried is a really influential sculptor. There were Nicole Eisenman, as I mentioned before, Lisa Cronin, the 5 Lesbian Brothers. I think we did a piece on Peggy Shaw and Lois Weaver, Split Britches. So we really, really knew that there was a wealth of talent out there that was not recognized or even known about. And so it was really in our interest to get that material and those women out there. And I'm not even saying to mainstream culture, to lesbian cultures. I mean, lesbians didn't even know about these women, these amazing women that were out there toiling away, creating amazing stuff. So, yeah, the arts was really near and dear to us. I mean, Anna Maria is a playwright. Lisa is an artistic director in the theater. You know, I'm a documentary filmmaker. At the time, I was doing more experimental work. So we had a commitment not only personally, not only in terms of the show, but also personally, we had a commitment to the arts. We were both, all 3 of us were very ensconced in the art community in downtown Manhattan at the time. And so we knew of dozens and dozens and dozens of women who were out there working, doing amazing work that no one knew about. So that was really a big commitment of ours to make sure that those women were recognized and celebrated, and that became a very important component of the show.